Welcome to the first episode of Chronically in Retrospect. This title is kind of like a play on Chronically Online. And if you are Chronically Online, you've probably heard the terms Thought Daughter, T-H-O-T, versus Thought Daughter, T-H-O-U-G-H-T. And I am the latter. Very much so. And it's not to say that I don't have parts of myself that relate to the former. We all do. We are not one-dimensional beings. There's many parts of us as human beings, and I don't think we should ever feel ashamed to honor those parts of us. And that kind of leads into today's topic, which is authenticity. And how accepting and honoring the whole self, this idea of the whole self, can wind up being a lonely path. Or at least it can feel like that when you're in the thick of hermiting, like I have been for the past 2 or so years. And this kind of came about when I was watching another podcast that I love called Gin and Juice. And one of the hosts started talking about accepting that she is a leader in her own right, and how that path of choosing to show up authentically has often led to some pretty lonely moments, especially because she is in the social media influencer space. Now, there's a lot to say about what the influencer space has become, but mostly I want to focus on how it seems that people today, especially those who have a desire to be seen, to be in front of the camera, to have any sort of platform, it feels more comfortable for a lot of people to push certain parts of themselves to the side in order to be able to present a certain way online or to sell a product. And on the flip side of that, some of us feel this burning desire to show up no matter what in our authentic selves, our own skin, all the flaws and all that, even when there is no blueprint. And I think that is probably the scariest and loneliest part, because with having a platform so far over the past like 10 years or so, there has been a blueprint that has been able to be followed, and it leads to some measure of success. But when that blueprint feels or creates a certain level of discomfort within you, is that blueprint really worth following? Are you able to say, I honored myself in every way possible today? Or maybe, you know what, I could have showed up a little better for myself today. And those are the questions that I think you have to ask when you have chosen to show up authentically, when you are choosing to show up as your whole self. And I saw a creator on TikTok recently talk about how when you are in the middle of certain intersections, like being Black, being a woman, being queer, don't have to necessarily be confident immediately, especially when you're just starting out on this path. Being confident can be really, really daunting when you're used to self-deprecating, when you're used to playing small, when you're used to not really knowing who you are. Being confident, taking that jump from who the fuck am I to I'm the baddest bitch in the room, Yeah, you're basically setting yourself up to fall flat on your ass. And I know from experience. But she was saying how you may not have to show up confident, but you most certainly do have to show up unapologetically. And that right there is the key. That is being unapologetic about who you are, even when you don't necessarily fully know who that is in the moment, allows you to be able to trust yourself. So we started unapologetic, which means you show up for yourself no matter what. No matter what room you walk in, you are like, you know what? I may not have all the answers, but this feels right to me, so I'm going to try it out. And if someone doesn't like that, okay, it doesn't really affect them, but it does affect me on the inside. Like, I'm the one who has to deal with the feelings and the emotions and the repercussions that come up from my decisions. So I'm going to do what's best for me in this moment. And when you show up unapologetically, you build that trust with yourself. You are able to, and I cannot express how vital it is to be able to trust yourself, because when you walk in certain rooms, especially when you have chosen the path of authenticity, if someone tells you something that does not align with you, whether it's in that moment or with yourself once you finally figure that out, and they tell you something that is the complete opposite, are you just going to go with what they said, or are you going to be able to trust yourself in that moment and say, you know what? If this room isn't for me, then that's okay, but I'm not going to abandon myself for someone else's validation. So unapologetically trusting yourself, and then you can have confidence in your decisions. Yeah, that confidence part is the final boss, essentially. Confidence is a feeling that communicates to you how you show up internally. Confidence is not, to me at all, has anything to do with external validation or necessarily how you are perceived to anyone else in the room. If you don't feel that confidence internally, you don't trust yourself. And fuck if anyone else thinks you're confident if you yourself cannot trust your decision making. You can't trust your discernment. You can't trust that you're going to be able to show up for yourself. It doesn't really matter what anyone else thinks about you. When you are authentic, you are saying, I'm choosing me no matter what. I'm devoting myself to myself no matter what. My energy, my time, my mental space. Because if you want to talk about it, a lot of us spend a lot of mental energy on other people and not nearly enough on ourselves. And some people may try to gaslight you and say that that is selfish. And you know what? Maybe it is. But selfish in the human way of looking at it is very egotistical. Not making sure that you are okay and satisfied and feeling your best for you. That's not selfish at all. And I think a lot of people, honestly, now that I'm thinking about it, are hella burnt out because we don't spend enough energy and time on ourselves. Damn. Yeah. We're not gonna fix this issue of eternal burnout unless we decisively and intentionally choose ourselves and getting to know who we are on a soul level. Accepting the parts of us that, you know what, may not be likable, that may not be agreeable to everyone, that honestly may even scare us to take a look at. And I think a lot of people feel that, like, there are parts of us that are like, oh no, this goes against everything that I've built myself up to be. But who you've built yourself up to be may not be who you are meant to be. Who you built yourself up to be may be a form of self-protection. Maybe conditioning from the people that you grew up around, the people you keep around you now, your parents. Your identity bit may very well be just learned behaviors instead of those core beliefs and feelings that you came in this world with. Something that I have been integrating into my belief system is that I came into this world with everything, the knowledge, the tools that I would need to be successful in my unique way, my authentic way. And somewhere along the way, I lost sight of that knowledge. I lost sight of my gifts, the parts of my personality that are meant to help me shine. Some of the things the people around me told me that I shouldn't be. I shouldn't want to be a full-time creative. I shouldn't want to explore that path because it's unsustainable or it's not going to make me money. But my purpose in this world is to be a light. It's to be my authentic self. To be my joyful, goofy, talkative self. And that light got dimmed for quite a long time. And having to backtrack and undo all the bullshit that was put upon me by others, and that I allowed to be put upon me, that took way more effort than it would have if I had just stuck to what I knew to be true within me about myself. Like, relatively recently, I learned that I am actually pretty damn talkative. I like to talk. So, it's fitting that I'm finally starting this podcast. But, like I said, I come from a background that told me that that wasn't ladylike, or like children are supposed to be seen and not heard, that kind of background. And so that part of me kind of got pushed to the side as I went through changes that were not of my own volition. Change can be hard, but it doesn't have to be devastating. However, when change is happening to you, quite literally, I was a child being uprooted from my home situation. You know, I wish I had the tools then and like the knowledge to help me cope with that a little bit more, because after a while, just pushing down my feelings to make someone else feel more comfortable about that decision that they made, I started to shut down my personality. I started to shut down. I wasn't talking to anyone. I wasn't my lively self. I wasn't my silly, joking, like very friendly self that I was for 12 years of my life. That is my true essence. But after that, for about probably another 14 years, I described myself as shy, as introverted, which I am introverted because being around a lot of people as someone who feels a lot, who's sensitive, can be very draining, but I'm not shy. Never happened. That was a defense mechanism so that I could cope with the anxiety that built up within me. But that's a lie. That's not my truth. I'm not shy at all. And so to get back to that part of myself that was a little more upbeat and talkative and just liked to know people, I had to do a lot of hermiting. I had to release people, places, things, mindsets. That's the big one, the mindsets that told me that I should shut those parts of myself away. And lo and behold, those parts of myself are the keys to my leadership in this world, my leadership style. I've had people my entire life call me Sunshine. That's been a nickname that has floated throughout my life, even when I hated it. And I never understood why. But because those people could see my light, I just couldn't. I was listening to people who very intentionally wanted to dim it, and that is important. Don't listen to those people. Oh my God. Especially when those people aren't even living in their authentic truth. Be mindful of who you listen to when you are showing up as yourself, because you are very important. You have a very important role in the web that is the universe. I've been seeing so many synchronicities that are like, holy shit. Literally nothing is above or below this web of connectedness. And it's really cool to see, but also like really freaky. Because it's like, oh shit, like I'm my own person, but like I'm connected to this person that's across the world. It's a little weird, a little witchy, a little weird, but it is what it is. Is there anything else that I want or need to say? Okay. Well, I hope that this episode was even minutely helpful for you on your path. And if there's any other piece of advice that I can offer you on the authentic path and what that means to show up for yourself, it is to allow yourself to show up in each moment the way that you need to show up. If that means you need to cry, show up. If that means you need to be wildly delusional, show up. If that means you need to crash out, show up. But you're not going to develop that trust with yourself if you keep shutting parts of yourself down. As long as you're not hurting anyone or causing devastation in anyone's life, there are moments where you may have to be the villain. That's just what it is. You may have to let people go, and someone's going to see you as the villain for doing so. But if that person does not feel good in your life, they create more anxiety than joy in your life, they're not for you, and you don't have to feel any kind of way about it. But allow those parts of yourself to well up. The anger that you've suppressed, the sadness that you suppressed, the parts of your personality that maybe you even forgot about. Those parts are important too. And it's okay. It's okay to be selfish. I was gonna try to work around that, but it's okay to be selfish. You are your number one priority and responsibility. If you are not okay, then the people around you are not going to be able to be influenced by your essence in the way that they would need to be. You are not going to feel connected to yourself, and that creates a level of discomfort that I find completely unnecessary. And largely, on a global scale, you will not be able to show up in the ways that only you can show up for the global community. The world needs you, who you were created to be. And you have everything that you need to be, because you're literally just being. That's what the world needs. If you're a joyful person and someone told you that that's ridiculous, fuck them. That came out of nowhere, but it's true. Yeah, if someone has told you that any part of you that brought you joy was ridiculous or not normal, first of all, I'm very sorry that you've carried that with you for this long. But it's time to let it go. It's time to let it well up, purge, and release. The world needs more authenticity, especially right now, where people, namely on the internet, are afraid to move unless the internet says so. We all have agency. We all have autonomy. But anyways, I was supposed to end this like 2 minutes ago, but like I said, I like to talk, so I kept going. But hopefully this was helpful for you. If you have any questions, feel free to leave them in the comments. Who knows? I may have some advice or a story to tell in another episode. But yeah, let me know your thoughts on this topic, what you've been going through as of late as it pertains to this topic, and I will see you next time.